Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law at Independent Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans, worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desires to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ingrid Green Adams is a 1983 magna cum laude graduate of Southern University in New Orleans, Louisiana. She retired from the Department of Homeland Security as an intelligence research specialist in 2013. Ms. Adams is the co-owner of Green's Consulting Company, specializing in consultation and motivational speaking. She's appeared as a guest speaker at Southern University in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans, Loyola University of New Orleans, Dillard University of New Orleans, and Southeastern University for appointment to the Professional Women's Advisory Board. She's also a member and the poetry fellowship leader of the Southern Christian Writers Guild of Gretna, Louisiana, as well as the poetry leader of Algiers Regional Library Writing Group in New Orleans. Having a passion for the written word, Ms. Adams has written several books, instructor of the St. Charles Parish Public School Community Education Program. She is a deaconess at Bell Baptist Church in Luling, Louisiana. In her spare time, she enjoys working with children as a youth Bible teacher, mentor, and tutor. She is a lifelong resident of St. Charles Parish. Ladies and gentlemen, Facing Your Fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening. Yes, you are listening to Black Talk Radio, Facing Your Fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Mrs. Ingrid Green Adams. Today, our special guest is Prophet Afrea DeVar. She is a prophet that was called by God to teach and preach the gospel. Her subject today will be We Are at War. Yes, we are at war. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. Prophet Afrea, who is a commission by God to reach the lost and the underprivileged individuals through faith-based outreach effort. Prophet Afrea DeVar also is the founder of Revelation Knowledge Outreach Center. Today's episode will be encouraging us how to put on the whole armor of God and also how deadly one can impact with a miracle mercy enemy who is divided by an all-consuming burning hatred of God, his saints, and all that is pure and holy. Stay tuned to this amazing talk show on today. If I'm stuttering a little bit and my words are not coming through clearly, that is because I was in an emergency and I had to rush so I can open up the talk show. At this time, we would like for our special guest, Prophet Afrea, to give a short introduction about herself, very short introduction about herself before going into the topic for today.
Praise the Lord. My name is Prophetess Afrea DeVar, author and founder of Revelation Knowledge Outreach Center, located at 125 Ash Street. Amen.
Okay, Prophet Afrea, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself other than your foundation that you're doing? Can you give me a little bio about yourself? How long have you been in the ministry, and where do you attend church? Express to our listeners something about you. Tell them something about yourself.
Okay. I am a founder of a Revelation Knowledge Outreach Center for the last 9 years. We are a faith Faith Outreach Center, and we focus on empowering our individual, spiritual, mental, and physical well-being. We also go into our community to reach our young people and try to direct them in the path that God has called them to go. We also have a food bank. We give away food once a week, and also we give away groceries once a week. Amen?
Thank you for the information on your foundation. At this time, we would like our co-host, to say something short to our listeners so we can move on into our topic for today.
Yes, thank you, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I'm excited to be here today with our special guest speaker, Prophetess Alfreda DeVere. I am excited about our show today. We're going to be talking about being at war. One thing I would like to say is that I want to bring to your attention how many of you know that we are in a fixed fight. As long as we have the Lord on our side, we are going to win. So let's stay focused. Let's hear what Prophetess Alfreda DeVere has to bring into our hearts and our souls and spirits today. Thank you, Evangelist Norma Chapman.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have allowed us, Father God, to go on the air, Father God, to reach out to those, Father God, who are in need of help, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for giving us, Father God, another opportunity, Father God, to help somebody, Father God. We thank you for the word on today, Father God. We thank you for our guest, Father God. We thank you for the co-host on today, Father God. And we ask that, Father God, everything that we do and say will be pleasing, acceptable in your sight, Father God. And at the end of the show, Father God, that you may get the glory. These blessings I'm asking in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Alfreda DeVere. DeVere, am I pronouncing your name right?
DeVere.
DeVere. Can you tell our listeners on today what inspired you to become a prophet and what inspired you to start the Revelation Knowledge Outreach Center? Very, very short.
Okay. The Lord had called me 12 years ago. And he brought me to the book of Jeremiah, and he told me before I was in my mother's womb, he had called me, and he told me that I was going to be a prophet for such a time as this. And after he told me that, maybe 10 years later, he gave me this building that I have today, and he said, call it Revelation Knowledge, because the people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So this is how my story started, because God chose me and he called me before I was even in my mother's womb. And he supplied all of my needs. Amen?
Amen. Thank you for that. Prophet DeVere, we know that a prophet is one of the five callings that God has given to man, and the prophet is one of them. For those who are listening out there who do not really understand what a prophetess is, can you give us a short biblical description of a prophet?
A prophetess is the opposite of a prophet. I'm a female, and what I am a seer. Speak the word of God, word of wisdom, word of knowledge into people's life. That's what he has called me to do.
Thank you very much, Prophet DeVere. When God first called you into the ministry, was there any hindrances with you getting started? I know that it was for my mom, and we all know that any listener out there that's in the ministry knows that in the beginning there's trials and tribulations. Was there any hindrances with you stopping you, or you were just determined that God, and you knew without a shadow of a doubt that God has called you to do this, to be a prophetess, and What was your first question that you went on in reference to walking in the calling God has given you?
Well, in 1999, God had called me. And in my community, we had a church, a community church. The church had closed down. So God had led me to try to get this church. And he opened doors where I was able to get this church. And I had to fight giants. And he brought them all down. So when God calls you, he will make provision for you. He will give you everything that you need. He told me that he was my God. He was my covering. He has called me and chosen me, and he said he will supply my every need. And he has supplied my needs for the last 9 years in this ministry. We have been saving souls. We have been going into the community. People have been baptized here. They have been delivered here. They have been healed, set free. Our ministry is a full gospel ministry. We believe in the full gospel of the Bible, laying on hand and casting out demons, and whatever a person needs for the spiritual part, that's what we all about. He has called me for that for such a time.
Thank you. You are listening to Facing Your Fears Black Talk Radio, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. The co-host, this is Ingram Green Adams. Before we allow our guest to get into her topic, we are at WALT, coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. I just want to emphasize on we are at WALT. I know that a lot of our listeners out there, which we have many callers on today, I want to thank them for tuning in, and I pray that they continue to tune in for the entire show. And remember, you are welcome to join in this conversation. You are welcome to give your comments. You are welcome to share a story with us on today. All you have to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and it will give me an icon indicating to me that you wish to speak. I'm going to let our co-host today host the show. This is her guest that's on today, and maybe she has laid out something that she would like to go forward on today's show. And I ask that our listeners be prayerful and open-minded and be and ready to receive what the God has to say to us. Be ready to let the Holy Ghost abide within you. Be ready to accept and be able to digest the words, the message that God is bringing us on today from our special guest, Prophetess Alfreda DeVore. At this time, we will hear from our co-host.
Thank you, host Evangelist Norma Chapman. It's indeed an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you today about my dear friend and sister in Christ, Prophetess Alfreda DeVore. We have been friends for many years. I met her originally through another ministry where we were in prayer for different positions to help with that ministry. I am also a motivational speaker, and I thought that's what I was going to be given the task for, and that is what I was in prayer for when I met Prophetess Alfreda DeVore. But I found out that that was not what the Lord had for me for this particular mission. For this particular mission with Prophetess Alfreda DeVore, I was given the task of taking care of the intercessory prayer time, and I was to pray over the individuals that would come up at the invitation. So what I want to say today is to be open to what the Lord has for you and to be ready whenever he has come and placed a task for you. Always be available. Never feel like, oh, I can't do it. It's too big. I don't have the funds. I don't know how to do it. Whenever the Lord is asking you to be in service to him, he will provide your need. He will provide all you need to accomplish whatever the task is he has set before you. And I want to tell you, it was truly a blessing that I got to work with her. She's a woman of the Lord, and I'm looking forward to her message today on the fact and the topic of we are at war, because I don't know how many of you know out there, but that's why we are here today to share this information with you. How many of you know that we are at war, and it's not the type of combat war that you think about or may hear about on the news? We are in spiritual warfare, and I'm looking forward to what my friend and sister in Christ, Prophetess Alfreda De Vera, has to share with us today. So I'm very happy that you're with us today, Alfreda, and I pray that the Lord will grow your ministry and you will soar to new heights. And thank you so much for delivering your message to us on today. So without further ado, I'll give to you, my listening audience, Prophetess Alfreda De Vera.
Amen. I appreciate you, Sister Ingrid and Evangelist Chapman, for this opportunity. But my title today, we are at war. Nothing is more urgent, important for all who claim the name of Christianity to prepare themselves for this spiritual war. We must understand that we are living in the last of these evil days. We are at war with the evil one, Satan himself. This spiritual war affects all Christians. There are no safety zones where we can exempt ourselves from this battle. We are wrestling with the invisible, the conflict of this life. Now, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became a part of his spiritual army. So we are now soldiers in the army of the Lord. The moment we became born again, we entered the area of a spiritual warfare. And we are now wrestling. We are in a wrestling match. You know, sometimes when we come to Christ as new baby in Christ, you know, the preacher said, everything going to be all right. But I want you to know, everything is not going to be all right. Because once you accept this Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to go and challenge the enemy. Because he's going to challenge you. When we accept Jesus Christ, we go into this spiritual battle. Our major obstacle was to accept Jesus Christ. And once we accept him into our life, we now are saved. But there is a struggle afterwards. And the struggle is to be able to stand in this war that we are wrestling in. You see, when you go to a wrestling match in the natural world, you see the two opponents up there. They are face to face. They are touching one another. But as a Christian soldier in God's army, we are fighting with spiritual forces that we cannot see. We cannot touch. We cannot feel in the natural sense. So I chose this here as a title because we need to know that we are fighting the principalities and the powers and the spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, we are not fighting our husbands and wives and our siblings. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We are fighting in the invisible. We are fighting things that we cannot see. We are fighting the spirit of fear. We fight in sickness and disease. We fight in discouragement. We are fighting these things that come to oppress us and depress us. Amen? In this particular book, Apostle Paul, he wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus. He wrote this church to the Christian, amen? He was giving the Christian instructions. He was telling them how to equip themselves, how to fight a spiritual warfare against the enemy. A lot of people don't believe that there is an invisible realm out there, that we are fighting some spiritual things that we can't see. But it is real. It is real. So before we accepted Christ into our life, we live under the evil control of the prince, of the power, of the air, Satan. Satan is the one who controls this present world system through the children of disobedience. He controlled it through the unsaved people because he used people, places, and things to come against his children. So we got to know how to fight in this war that we are in. And we must learn some principles, amen? We got to train for this war. Just like a soldier go to the military, amen? That soldier got to go to basic training, amen? That soldier got to learn what the uniform is for. He got to know how to use the weapon. And it's the same with us as Christians. We got to put on the whole armor of God. The armor of God is God's spiritual armor. And we have to wear this armor every day. We must put it on so the enemy will not be able to attack us. But before you can put an armor on or a uniform on, you got to know what every part of it means. And that's what's going on today in our world. A lot of people don't know they have to put on Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. It says, put on the armor of God so that you can fight against the devil, evil, tricks. Our fight is not against people on earth, but against the ruler and authority and powers of this world, against darkness, against the spiritual power of evil in the heavenly world. That is why we need to put on God's full armor. Then it goes to say, then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you have finished the whole fight, you will be standing. And today, a lot of believers, they are falling. They are falling down. The enemy is throwing all kinds of darts at them. And they are not protecting themselves with the armor of God. And they wondering why. Why is all this happening to me? Because you are not putting on the full armor of God. We got to know that we are living in some last and evil days, amen? And Paul, the Apostle Paul said, we got to be spiritually strong and we got to be courageous, amen? Because we are really fighting some invisible power. We are fighting these demons and demonic forces. We are fighting witchcraft and sorcery. We are fighting all the wicked stuff that's going on in the world. And we need to know how to protect ourselves from the enemy. Amen?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Prophetess Elfrida DeVere, what would you say or what would you suggest? How would we prepare to fight this good fight of faith? Can you tell our listeners what do you think we need to do so that we we can be ready and on task.
Amen. Well, in the Bible, it tells us, it says, so stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist. We got to walk in truth. We got to walk in righteousness. We got to walk in holiness. Amen? Because that's one of the things. He said, so stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist and the protection of right living on your chest. Right living. A lot of people are not living the way God has called them to live. They feel they can live any kind of way, and God is going to protect them. But that's not what the Bible is telling us. The Bible is telling us that we got to put the belt of truth around our waist. And he also say in the Bible, on your feet, wear the good news of peace to help you stand strong. How much confusion, division, everywhere we go, hate, bitterness. The Bible says put on that peace. We need peace. We got the Bible says love our enemy. Do good to those that despitefully use us. And this is a part of the armor. And we must live this. This is putting this on means you live in the armor. Amen. You got to walk the armor. You got to talk the armor. You got to live the armor. You can't just not say, I'm saying it by the word, but you got to put it on. And it also say, and also use the shield of faith, with which you can stop all the burning arrows of the evil one. Accept God's salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. That's what we have to do. We got to follow what God's word is telling us. He has given us instruction. Amen. He told us, put on truth. Be honest. You don't have to be walking around telling all these lies and making these stories up. Just tell the truth. Be honest. Then he said, have that righteous character. Amen. Do what is right and pleasing in the sight of God. Man, it's just so much confusion that's going on in the world. Amen. You know, we as the believers, we're supposed to be a light in the dark place. We're supposed to be living the way that God say live. But a lot of us are living just like the people of the world. So how can the world accept us, the believers, when they see they can't tell light from darkness, because the believer is just as much in darkness than the world. So he is telling us, he is guiding us. He says the gospel. We need the word. We need to stand on the word of God. We got too many sick people in this world. The Bible say, God say he sent the word to heal sickness and disease. He told us we could lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But if we don't believe what God's word is telling us, it's not going to never happen. We got to step out on faith. And we got to speak to the enemy. And we got to tell him, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Because I know God sent his son Jesus Christ to die for my sickness. And he told me that he sent Jesus Christ, who was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon the cross, and by his stripes we are healed. We got too many sick people in our churches. Revelation knowledge, believing, healing. We got people coming here with stage 4 cancer.
and God healed them. We got people coming in here with wheelchairs. They walking out. So I know God's power is real today. He said he sent his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. He said it's to guide us and to direct us in his path of righteousness. But if you don't believe in the power of God and use the power of God and have faith, unbelief, doubt, and fear, you are not going to be able to stand in these last and evil days. Amen.
Amen.
We got to pray.
You are still listening to Facing Your Fears, Black Talk Radio, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman, with co-host Mrs. Ingram Green Adams. Our guest today, special guest today, is Prophetess Alfreda DeVere. We are enjoying the prophet of today. I pray that you are connecting in with the Word of God as she continues her study on We Are at War. We are at war. So we're asking that everyone be prayerful and stay tuned in. Prophet? Hello?
Amen. I'm here.
Can you all hear me? Okay. I am going to ask a question of something that I heard you say to our listeners on today. And we have to keep in mind that we all are not where you and I and some of our listeners are still on milk. They have not yet begun to be able to digest food. So we want to keep in mind on today as we are bringing forth the message from God that we must be able to talk to the lost. Because Jesus said in his word, he come to save, to seek those that was lost. So we have a listener out there today that's not in the knowledge point. And then they may want to ask, Lord, I'm not trying to do what I want to do. I want to change. I just don't know how to change. And then I'm afraid to change. I'm afraid that if I give my life to God on today, that everything in my life may change. We have some people that are willing, their heart wants to become, their heart wants to join in with the Spirit of God and walk in the path that God would have them to go, but they just don't know how. So we want to keep in mind as you bring forth the message on today that someone out there may be listening that do not know how to connect with God. And we want to let them know that God loves them too. God don't love a Christian no more than he loves a sinner. We all have still to him. We all, it rains, the Bible said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So we want to let them know that they are loved by God, that God has an open arm ready to receive them. And when they do begin their new walk in Christ, then that's when they're going to start having the spiritual warfare that you are teaching on today. That's when the devil is going to come in and all manner of evil, everything that can go against them is going to go. Because the Bible says that is not, this life of Christian life is not easy. That we will have trials and we will have tribulations. And the devil, that's his job, is to attack you when you are doing what doth say the Lord. So let's keep in mind, that's my fault today, that the listeners out there, if they're not connected with God or not based in a good Bible-based church, do not have a shepherd over them, that we are encouraging you to seek God and to study his word. Go to someone's church and then go running up there. And when they open the door, say, look, I want to accept Christ in my life. And once you accept Christ in your life, then you are a born-again Christian. Back over to our special gift. God bless you.
Amen. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, it says, if you use your mouth to say Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. We believe with our heart and soul, if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, you are saved. The Bible says whoever call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. And it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. It's a faith thing. It's a believing thing. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ came, died, and he is now seated at the right hand of our Heavenly Father in heaven. And the Bible says you are now saved. Amen. That's all they have to do. If they don't know if they're saved right now, all they got to do is go to the book of Romans 10, 9, and 10. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. And you will be saved. That's how simple salvation is. Salvation is very easy. He said all you got to do is believe it and confess it with your mouth. Because if you are not saved, you cannot put on the armor of God. Before we accept Christ into our lives, we live under the evil control of the prince, of the power, of the air. Satan is the one who is in control of our lives because we are unsaved. But when we accept Jesus Christ into our life, we come from under the control of an evil spell. And now we are able to really see that we are free. We are free in Jesus. So salvation is simple. It's what you believe. It's according to your faith. And that's all you have to do to be saved. And once you're saved, you are always saved. You are saved by God's grace and mercy. You are saved by Jesus Christ, amen? Because, see, Jesus Christ came, and he became a blood sacrifice once and for all who believe, amen? I don't care if you're a Jew or you're a Gentile. I don't care if you're black or white. I don't care what your nationality may be. It's for all, whoever simple. We have been taught so many things about salvation, but salvation is free. It's free for whoever wants to receive it. It's a free gift because Jesus, he done already paid the price for all of us up on Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you on today. You are still listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with co-host Mrs. Ingram Green Adams. Our special guest today is Prophetess Alfreda DeVar. And she is, her topic today is We Are at War. She's coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 12, which tells us we have to put on the whole armor of God. We have to be ready to withstand the adversary, and we have to be able to fight the enemy. And the enemy is none other than Satan and all of his demons that were thrown out of heaven with him. And keep in mind that the word of God tells us that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we fight against a higher power. So, and that power is the prince of the air, which is Lucifer, Satan, and he's also called the devil. He is of darkness and without light being in your life. And the only way you can walk in the light is to have Christ Jesus in your life, accept him as your personal Savior, abide by his word, go to church, go to a good Bible study, and be able to connect with God so you can have a relationship with God. And he says that he will supply your every need. He will never leave you, nor will he desert you. And we know that we can always call on God, and we know that God has or the devil has some power, but God, the Father, and his Son has all power. And he said that when Jesus Christ risen from the dead, and he rose with all power in his hand. And I stand fast on the word of God today, and I'm still asking, and I'm searching the dashboard, waiting for our listeners, which we have many listeners out there on today. We want to thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears this afternoon. And if you have any comments, any questions, I just want to join into this anointing conversation. Remember to just to press the number one on your phone. I will open up your mic, and you will be able to speak, and the listeners out there all over the world, in the United States and international, can hear what you have to share with us on today. All right, we'll get back to our guest as she continues bringing
Amen.
The word, teaching the lesson.
Amen.
We are at war. Ephesians
we are at
6,
war.
Verses 10 through 12.
Amen. And I want to talk about one strategy that Satan is using in millions of people. The strategy of fear. Fear. Fear which caused people to lose control of their will. See, fear is a spirit. And what fear do, it torments us. Amen. So we will not have peace in our lives. That's why the Bible tells us to put on our spiritual armor. Amen. That armor of faith. Amen. See, we need to put on this every day, so we can be able to have a life of perfect peace. When we receive the spirit of fear, we come into bondage, amen. We become fearful, amen. We become like rebellious, amen, against God. Because, see, it all started in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, amen. This is the reason why people are so fearful, amen? Because, see, the spirit of fear came upon us as the result of man rebelling against God. See, when Adam and Eve, they were perfect, amen? They did not possess fear. As children of God, Adam and Eve enjoyed the loving provision and protection of the Heavenly Father. They were not afraid of the animals in the Garden of Eden. They enjoyed perfect peace. But after they rebelled against God by yielding to Satan, Adam and Eve realized what they had done. And they experienced a new feeling. They experienced a feeling of guilt. And the spirit of fear came upon them, and they hid from God that day in the Garden of Eden. And that spirit that was there in the Garden of Eden, it was loose upon the earth. Amen. This is how the spirit of fear came into the earth realm. And that's why we got so many people that's tormented right now. They oppressed. They depressed. They're thinking about committing suicide. Fear is a terrible, terrible thing. God wants us to fear him, amen, because mm-hmm. we fear God because God is our creator, amen. He is our father. He is in control of everything. And what he done, he has given us power, y'all, and authority, that we don't have to be afraid of the spirit of fear. And that's the purpose of putting on the armor of God, that helmet of salvation, amen. It's going to, the peace, this helmet of salvation in Ephesians 6, it say, he say, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel, and
heaven, showing your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which will quench all fiery dart of the wicked one. Fear is destroying so many people. See, once Satan attack us, and it's always through our circumstance, he's going to attack us through stressful situations. He will begin to speak things to our minds, put doubt, fear, unbelief, make us begin to worry and doubt God's word. But if we keep our eyes on the circumstance that we are facing, then we will become fearful. We got to give those situations to God. Amen. The Bible says if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus Christ, that he will give you perfect peace. Too many people are worried, fearful.
Amen.
Sickness, financial problems, family problems, problem on the job, problem with their marriage. You got to cast your burden upon the Lord. And he said he's going to fix it for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to Facing Your Fears Talk Show Red. You're hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. We have 15 minutes and we have to open up the lines now to our callers. I didn't want to be rude and cut the prophet off, but our time is for spent and it is of essence right now, and we must open up our lines to our callers, and I'm going to open up the line now to the last four digits, 7144, error code 478. Okay, wait a minute.
Praise God, this is Minister Brown.
You are on the air.
Praise God. You hear me?
Yes,
do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Praise God, this is Minister Brown from Macon, Georgia. I thank your prophet for the words, the encouraging words, and what you have given us. It was very powerful. And we must depend on the armory of God, because Satan is out there and he's very busy. And us as Christians, it's how to get as busy as he is, because God has put so much in us. See, that power which he has given us, that divine power in which he has given us is way beyond our means. And we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And
amen.
Every fear that come upon us, that's like you just said, we just pray. God will handle the rest. You in the armory of God, put it on. Because if we depend on ourselves, it cannot be done. But with the armory of God and the supply in which he has given us as Christians, that strength is way beyond the devil. The devil could not do anything to hurt us. So I want to thank you, Prophet, but for the encouraging word. It helped me, and it probably helped some more here in Macon, because we need that. We need the strength in which the Lord has put in us, in that divine spirit. Keep on out there working hard in the vineyard for the Lord. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in on today, Macon, Georgia, and I want the listeners to know next week she will be our special guest right here. Yes, right here on Facing Your Fears, and she will be our special guest on next week. I want to thank her for tuning in. At this time, I am going to open up the mic to the president of the Jefferson Parish, NAACP.
Amen.
Hello, you on the air. You are on the air. Phone number 222-1213. You are on the air.
Hello. I apologize. I'm running from here to there. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Gaylor Spiller, the president for Jefferson Parish of the NAACP.
Okay.
I want to thank everyone for listening, and especially the lady who gave the word. It was very powerful. We need to hear it every day, and we need to make a commitment to it, because that is the way out of everything that we are faced with today that is not of God. I thank her very much, and I thank Evangelist Norma for putting on this show, because she has been instrumental. She's very good at what she do. The information that she is sharing to each and every one of us, we need it, and we thank her. I just want to add on, next Saturday, June the 8th, 2019, the NAACP will have Women in Royal Blue brunch. We are putting on a brunch for Women in Royal Blue. It is the Biblical Spiritual Scriptures of Blue. She is my keynote speaker, and I'm asking that everyone who can join us on Saturday, June 8, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is, I would like for you to reserve. The tickets are, the donations are $20, or whatever God lay upon your heart. I can be reached at 504-222-1213. Thank you very much for listening, and have a blessed day.
Amen.
Thank you, President, Madam President.
Amen. Amen.
Let's keep in mind that the NAACP branches do need our help, and that they're fighting for justice on behalf of all the citizens here in the United States, and all as well as on the outside of the United States. So let's keep in mind that the Jefferson Parish branch is giving a Women in Royal Blue brunch, and she's also inviting the men to come out and wear black suits with either a Royal Blue shirt, a white shirt with a Royal Blue tie and handkerchief. And I'm asking you for your prayers as I go forth as our key speaker on June the 8th. God bless you, Madam President Spiller, and I pray that your event will be a blessed one, and God will bless you richly, and I know that he will. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening in. All right, it's almost about that time now that our show is about to come to an end. But before we close the show on today, I want to thank our special guest, Prophet Alfreda DeVore. I want to let her know that keep on walking in the calling that God has called you. And I truly enjoyed you on today as you brought forth the word, we are at war. Yes, we are at war. From the time we wake up, God wake us up in the morning and bless us to get started on the highways and byways. We need Christ in our life. We need God to protect us. And as we leave home, we should always ask him to guide our footsteps, to guide our tongues, to look to see for us when we can't see for ourselves, be our ears when we cannot hear. And we just want to just thank God for the woman of God on this show today. I thank God for my co-host, Mrs. Ingram Green Adams. And I just thank God for all our listeners out there. And remember, you do have a few minutes to get in to join in on this conversation and to give your comments. And maybe you want to share a story on the topic, we are at war. Yes, we are at war with our special guest, Prophetess Alfreda DeVore. And she is speaking from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. And she's talking about putting on the armor of God so you can be able to withstand the war, to withstand in these evil days that we are living in. And we must have the helmet. We must have the sword. We must have the breastplate. We must have our sword. We've got to be ready, brothers and sisters. We got to be ready because we are not fighting against flesh and blood. As I said earlier, we are fighting against a higher power, but we know that if God is on our side, if God is for us, who can be against us? And I don't know about you today, but I give God the glory on today. I give him the honor on today. I magnify his name, and I'm so glad that he called me out of darkness unto his marvelous light. I'm so glad that one day he changed my life, and I began to come out of darkness. I began to give up some things that I was doing. I don't go around, so I don't go where I used to go. And I thank God for that. And when he came into my life, then he made me brand new. And now I could say, I know that I've been changed. I know that God has laid his hands on me. You are still listening to Facing Your Fears.
Can I make an announcement?
Hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman with co-host Mrs. Adam Green Adams. Yes,
can I make
an
announcement?
Yes,
okay.
You will make your announcement as soon as I get ready to come to a close. I'm going to let you do a closing statement.
Okay.
Also,
all
my co-host will do her closing statement. At that time, you will make your announcement.
Okay. Thank you.
I am going to ask the co-host at this time, is there any other questions that you have for our special guest on today before closing out the show? You may speak now. And while you're speaking, co-host, go ahead on and give them information how to contact you. We have about 4 minutes left into the show, and we want to be able to get everything in before closing off the show.
You can contact
Thank you.
Me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I just wanted to thank our guest speaker. I was excited, and the message she delivered was an excellent one. I want to remind everyone that we are soldiers in the army for the Lord. So just stay focused and remember the scripture I want to leave with you is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. And that says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So keep your hands in God's hands and be very prayerful. Thank you for your message, Prophetess Alfreda DeVere. We really appreciate it. I can be reached as your co-host at www.greensconsulting@aol.com. I can be reached on social media at Facebook under Ingrid Green. I can be reached on Twitter as Ingrid Green Adams at Grid Green. My telephone number is 504-273-9959. I will turn it over to our special guest speaker.
I would like to
before
thank
the special guest, before the special guest make her announcement, let me let the listeners out there know that you know that our co-host is the author of several books, poetry books, and we do want you to support her with her books, and they're very, very good, and she's going all over the world and speaking and having book signings and all, and God is richly blessing her, and I want to pray that God will continue to bless her in her life. At this time, we only have 3 minutes left before closing time, before the show comes to a close, and we will ask our special guest very, very briefly, make your announcement and give a how the listeners can contact you after the show.
Amen. You can contact me at revelationknowledge180@yahoo.com. I would like to invite each and every one of you to a two-day prayer and healing conference. Guest speaker, Prophetess Makonda Banda, Saturday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., lunch will be served. And on Sunday, June the 9th, 2019, from 12:30 to 2 p.m., the first 25 people will receive a bottle of Anointed Oil. I appreciate and thank Evangelist Chapman and Sister Ingrid for inviting me here today. And I pray that you all have been blessed in the Lord. Amen.
I want to thank all our listeners for listening in on today. Our show is about to come to a close. Before we close, I am Evangelist Norma Chapman, the host of Facing Your Fears radio talk show. I can be reached at norma_chapman@yahoo.com. You can get me on Facebook as well under Norma Chapman, Evangelist Norma Chapman. You can also visit my page, What Faith Can Do, as you all know that I am the author of the book, What Faith Can Do. You can also contact me by calling out the code 504-333-9550. At this time, we will let our guest close us out and with our closing prayer. And I want to thank all of my listeners. And remember to tune in every Thursday evening, 4:30 to 5:30, as we come live with the radio talk show, Facing Your Fears. At this time, we will have our closing prayer. And I will say goodbye to all of my listeners for today. God bless you, and God richly, richly bless all of you.
Father God, I come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you and magnify your name. Lord, I ask that you will bless each and every one that's listening to my voice, oh God, and that your peace will be with them, oh Father God, wherever they may go this day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
All right. The show has officially come to an end for today, and we just want to say God bless you and God keep you. And remember, we are at war. Remember to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, and get more knowledge of what the prophet was trying to tell us on today. God bless you and God keep you. Until next Thursday, I'm praying that all will call back and tune in with us, Facing Your Fears, where our new special guest, another special guest, will come with some informative information, and the show is, I'm excited about it, and it will be a blessed show on next week. Visit your Facebook page, and you can go to blocktalkradio.com/facingyourfears and read about the upcoming show. God bless you, and God keep you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Now I got to go on my, I don't have no internet now. Oh, I better go on and share everything now while I'm on the internet. You know, share it on Facebook and everything. I better go on and share it on Facebook and everything now while I'm here, you know. That go to where the episodes are. Okay. And look at me. It should be, it's ready. Let me see.
When somebody watch it on Facebook, you get the Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, they did that. You got to like it on Facebook. You got to be a follower like Linnell. Like Linnell, I forgot to tell you to follow me. And show how many followers I have on Facebook and stuff. Let me see something. If they're not even, if the show not even ready. You're saying they hear that they are. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me see here. Do my life matter? No, no, no. Here it is here. We are at work.
All you really had to do
just
not return hotspot on your phone.
I did turn it on, but it didn't work. It did not work at my house.
Your phone?
No, I got to call Sprint because AT&T said they won't even let me get go on the what you call it, SAR, and do nothing. They're talking about I got it with my. That's why they're not gonna mess up my phone, my tablet and stuff. This phone number is not even connected with my account, so they ain't got to do nothing with my tablet or nothing.
No, I'm sorry.
Your dad's birthday 081666.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me share this now.
Okay, share it. I'm seeing on Facebook. I got to share it now. How do you share it on Facebook?
You don't even have a hotspot thing.
Yes, I do.
Well, no, baby. Look.
Personal hotspot.
Why it look like that? Look.
I'm just trying to download.
I don't know. I don't know, baby. I made the guy wrong.
See, let me do this now. Let me go and share this here. I forget. Put my head. Let's see. Wait. Let me get this code out of here. Send me a checks. Cause everything. Did I shut that one? I'm trying to share this on. Let me put the code in first. I'm trying to share it on Facebook. What number it is?